championship shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Dabin Aladdin, and this is the champ smokes face blunts. Of course, I am the champ, none other. Got my belt with me, real leather, real gold, championship shit. We are here, episode 3. Hope you all had a happy Valentine's Day. I'm fully aware most of you are big, fat, smelly wrestling nerds who have never had a girl in your life and probably did not buy any Valentines. Maybe for your mother if she raised you right. Probably not. She's probably dead. Didn't want to stick around, watch you mess up your life anymore. But we're not talking about dead motherfuckers. We're talking about Deportation Chamber, ladies and gentlemen. That is, of course, the WWE pay-per-view this weekend. We got 7 matches on the card. I'm going to break down each match for you, give you my expert predictions. Spoiler alert, I'm always right. So I'm going to basically just spoil this whole card for you. It's not really predictions as much as it is spoilers, if you want to get technical with it. So yeah, let's get right into it. We're going to start with the 7th match, the least entertaining match in my opinion. This is for the Cruiserweight Championship belt. It is Buddy Murphy, the current champion. He's held the belt for some time now, and he's going up against Akira Tozawa. I'm not going to lie, I don't watch 205 Live. I'm not going to pretend I watched 205 Live. I'm not going to try to fucking make up facts about this match. I don't watch 205 Live. It's not Raw. It's not SmackDown. I don't even know when it's fucking on. But I just know Buddy Murphy's definitely going to win this match. He's banging Alexa Bliss, which makes me hate him a lot. But I think he's going to win this match. I don't see them taking the strap off him right now. Maybe at Mania, that seems to be a popular opinion. Maybe at Mania they switch up the Cruiserweight belt. I'm not sure who they'll give it to, but yeah, that's the first match. Second match, we got a no DQ match, which this wasn't even, I believe they announced it was a no DQ match on Twitter, just randomly, probably because no one gives a shit about this match. You got Braun Strowman going up against Baron Corbin. Braun, they keep switching between face and heel. Is he going to be a good guy? Is he going to be a bad guy? Now they have him in this fucking storyline that they brought back from a few months ago when they had the Dogs of War with Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre. Dolph Ziggler was around back then. A lot of people think he could come back and interfere in this match. He hasn't been around since the Rumble, and Drew McIntyre doesn't have a match on this card. Him being involved with the storyline. I think they had a 3-on-3 tag match this week. I think it was Finn, Baron, and Kurt Angle. Finn, Braun, and Kurt Angle, excuse me, against like Baron, Drew McIntyre, and Bobby Lashley. And the good guys won, Braun and Angle and Finn, and they all stood tall, which would lead you to believe that because they stood tall, they'd all lose. But it's 2 separate matches here, so it's kind of hard to call on that one. I don't know. This one, I was thinking about this one a lot. It took me a little bit to decide where I'm going on this one. I chose to go with Baron Corbin simply because now it's a no DQ match. Because if it was not a no DQ match, I would have had Baron Corbin getting disqualified. So Braun gets the win, but Baron is disqualified. And then Drew McIntyre probably gets involved. So I think Drew McIntyre is going to get involved. And since it's a no DQ, and I think that Braun is going to lose there. So that's the second match. So far, I got Buddy Murphy winning and Baron Corbin winning first 2. You're making predictions. That's what the champ says. We'll be wise to go along with the champ. This blunt's probably out now. I've been fucking yapping. Where's my fucking lighter? Here we go. Light this bad boy up. All right, next up, you got the fucking SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Miz and Shane, Of course, the Pace Together tag team. I've said it on this show before. I've said it everywhere. The one thing that is ruining the tag team division is these Pace Together tag teams. You need to be a tag team, market it as a tag team, come up as a tag team, be a tag team. This is just a throw together tag team, and they put the belts on them, Miz and Shane. Usos, like, technically they have more credibility to be tag team champions, should be tag team champions. I don't think they're going to do it here. They stood tall on SmackDown this week, super kicked Miz and Shane in the face, walked away. And then, I think it was the day before yesterday. It's like 2 days ago, Jimmy Uso was with his wife, Naomi, and they were driving down a one-way street the wrong way. They got pulled over. Cops were talking to Naomi. Jimmy got out of the car. I honestly don't even know if it's fucking Jimmy or Jay. They're twins. They're the same person to me. Both their names starts with Jay. So Uso, whatever his first name is. What did I just drop my fucking lighter? Uso got out of the car, fucking took his shirt off and squared up with the cops who were talking to his wife who was driving. The cops then pulled out a stun gun and told him to chill the fuck out, and he did. So you can make whatever joke you want to make there about the Uso Penitentiary and police. He had a mugshot and shit. It was all over TMZ online and everything. And that's that. They're definitely not going to put the belts on them right after getting arrested. That's not a fucking, it's a fucking PG show now, family show for kids. They're not going to reward somebody for getting arrested. So there's no way, in my opinion, that the Usos win this match and get the tag belts, especially because they just switched the Raw tag belts this week to the Revival. So they're not gonna switch both tag belts. Sometimes they do like to have symmetry on both shows and do the same thing, but I don't think they're gonna switch both those belts in the same fucking week. It's just not happening. And those belts aren't even on the card. Some people are speculating that maybe WWE adds a last minute match, which they've been known to do before, and toss on the Revival against whoever, fucking, who they beat for them, Gable and Rude. I just want to get into a Gable and Rude feud as quick as possible where they're fighting each other. The quicker the better for that. That has potential. That's going to be money. But like I said before, if they're lucky, they could even make the WrestleMania pre-show. And yeah, they're not switching those belts. So the SmackDown tag belts are going to stay on Miz and Shane at the fucking Elimination Chamber. So yeah, the first three predictions, Buddy Murphy, Baron Corbin, Miz and Shane. Next up, we got a match that was also announced via Twitter with no real buildup on TV this week. WWE, I don't know if they're just getting lazy with their storytelling or if they don't have enough time in the 5 hours of regular TV every week that they have to tell these stories, so they just announce random matches on Twitter. And then they even build up the stories on Twitter by having other wrestlers tweet about it. Like they had Charlotte tweet about this match saying that she thinks Ruby Riott could win. So the rest of the Riott squad is gonna be in the Women's Elimination Chamber match. This match is gonna be Ruby Riott on her own up against Ronda Rousey. And Ronda Rousey is the champion. And Ruby Riott had a match this week against Nikki Cross. She did win that match, stand tall over her, had a nice little camera shot of her in the ring standing up over Nikki Cross, who I guess they're just absolutely wasting now. They brought her up, trashed her fucking whole gimmick and personality, just made it silly and stupid in my opinion. And now they have her fucking losing to Ruby Riott just in a regular old fucking loss. And like I said before, when they stand tall, they tend to not have things go their way on the fucking actual pay-per-view. So because Ruby Riott stood tall makes me think she's going to lose this match even more. And the fact that the biggest storyline at WrestleMania is the fucking women's belt right now that Ronda Rousey has and how that's going to tie into Becky and Charlotte, who I should honestly talk about that for a second. This week, the big talk has been everybody being all upset, just being absolute stupid marks and falling right into the trap. We all know, we all were told months ago that the big match at WrestleMania is going to be a three-way match with Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair. So now they have this whole storyline injury for Becky Lynch, and they're gonna replace her with Charlotte because she apologized, but then Vince didn't want to accept the apology, yada, yada, yada. So Charlotte's taking her spot. Obviously, she's still gonna be in this match. There's no way they're just gonna scrap it. She's either gonna show up there at Mania in the middle of the match and be like, you're not keeping me out, or something's gonna happen. They're gonna give her some chance and it's gonna work out. Somehow she's gonna work her way into the match. They're not getting rid of that. Now, if they wanna somehow make that not for the fucking women's championship, then I guess they just take it off her right now and give it to Ruby Riott. But I don't think that's gonna happen. I think that belt needs to be in that match just for the significance, so they can say it's the women's title match. And I don't think it doesn't make Ronda Rousey look good. Granted, they do have her booked as somewhat vulnerable, which I fucking don't like her. Some of my friends say she's a great seller, and that's why she's where she is. The hardest thing to do in the business is sell. I don't wanna fucking see it. I think she should be the female Brock Lesnar and just be a beast, but I guess her selling ability is, I guess it's the hardest thing to do, and she does it well, so good for her, but she doesn't entertain me. I just think she's fucking annoying, and I'm sick of seeing her tighten her fucking pants and her bra, whatever the fuck she does, and hit herself 20 times a match. She sucks. I don't fucking like her. But she's gonna keep the belt. She's not losing this match. There was a little promo this week. The only time we saw Ronda Rousey on TV this week was a little promo backstage with Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch was walking out of the arena or somewhere, and fucking Ronda Rousey went up to her and put her arm on her shoulder. Now, in my opinion, it looked like they were about to make out. That's really what I thought was gonna happen here in this scene. She put her arm on her shoulder. She's like, listen, Becky, you don't have to. I was like, kiss, 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 kiss. I thought for sure they were about to make out. We were about to get some HLA, some hot lesbian action going down on fucking Raw, but that's not what we got. It was a little boring promo with shitty Ronda Rousey mic work as usual. And then they left. But yeah, that's the fucking prediction for that match. Ronda Rousey keeps the women's strap and will continue to hold it going into WrestleMania. She ain't fucking losing it, ladies and gentlemen. It's not happening. That's going to be the main event at I think it's going to be the main event. They've been posting the polls online and stuff. Who are you more excited for? Are you more excited for Seth versus Brock, or are you more excited for the women's three-way? Now, because of all the buildup and all the hype, like, at first, I was like, there's no way you have the women main event Mania. Like, Brock versus Seth is just too big of a match. But the more I think about it, like, if you just ask me and force me to make a quick decision on it, which someone did last night, they were like, well, dude, just tell me, which one are you more excited for, the triple threat or the two-way match? It's going to be the triple threat every time. I can't go the other way on it. I want to, but so I guess because of that, you have the main event it, but I don't know. I you know what? I take that back. I still wouldn't have them fucking main evented. The main event needs to be Brock versus Seth Rollins. That's classic WWE. The fucking big match is last for the fucking heavyweight championship. I understand we want to be progressive and shit, give the divas a chance, whatever little hashtag you want to do, but I'm not for it. They're not the main event. Main event at WrestleMania needs to be Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. Neither whom is on this card. We don't have the Raw main championship on this card, and we don't have the Raw tag team championships on this card. So I guess that's kind of their solution to not doing the split pay-per-views anymore. Like, they were doing the Raw pay-per-views and the SmackDown pay-per-views, and the ratings were bad, so now they're back to doing one. And I guess that's how they fit everything on the card, is they just don't put all the belts up. Also, I'm sure the fact that we're going into WrestleMania has something to do with it. We're not going to start fucking switching major titles and fucking up WrestleMania plans, which are all very thought out for a fucking while. So yeah, that's that. That's what's that? Was that the first fuck? That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 matches. We got 3 matches left. We got the men's elimination chamber, the women's tag belt elimination chamber, and we got the Intercontinental Championship handicap match, which I will get into next. First, champ needs to take a quick break. We're gonna show you guys some footage. You guys may remember this. We actually attended the worst party I've ever been to in my entire life. It was a weed party without weed, and it absolutely sucked. And yeah, you can check out some footage from
it. The guys that talk in seaweed, they're fucking nuts. They're out of their minds. Absolutely ludicrous with the shit they do. I don't know. If you don't know about talking seaweed, get familiar with it.
How's it going, everybody? I'm Butch, and this is my friend Earl, and we're from New Boston, New Hampshire.
It's about time we see what they got for ideas in there, huh?
Let's go take some, if you don't mind.
Let's go see what they got.
Come on.
I was told this was going to be a weed event. I don't know why everyone's waving to us. My first time here.
Ideas, everyone. No ideas. I don't have an idea.
Welcome back to the Champ Smokes Face Blunts. I am the champ, just lighting up my second blunt here, getting ready to give you guys the rest of my deportation chamber predictions. Got the three main events, or not three main events, the fucking only one main event. There's no such thing as a co-main event. That's fucking bullshit. But we got the last three matches right here to talk about. Gonna give you guys my predictions on the three of these. Just tuning in for some reason so far. I got Buddy Murphy winning, Baron Corbin winning, Miz and Shane winning, and Ronda Rousey winning. Next up, we got the Intercontinental Championship handicap match, which is Bobby Lashley and his manager, Leo Rush, going up against Finn Balor. Now, I know I came on here last week and was yapping about how Finn Balor needs the Intercontinental Championship, and that would be really great to have him kind of heat him up a little bit and elevate him to the spot where he was before. Well, the spot where he was really only at for a day when he had a Universal Championship and tore his rotator cuff and needed to relinquish his championship. He needs to get back there because he does deserve to be there. Some people think that their Vince and management is using the fact he got injured against him to be reluctant to give him another push because they don't trust him that he's going to get injured again, which I think it's silly. I mean, it's not his fault he tore his fucking rotator cuff. It was Seth Rollins fucking throwing him at the fucking barricade. So it's not really his fault. But he needs to get back there. And a good way to do that is do the same thing that actually they did for Seth Rollins this last year, where they give him the Intercontinental Championship, give him that mid-card belt, heat him up, get people used to seeing him with the strap, let us see how great of a worker they are. And then after that, you fucking have him lose the belt, whatever, and then have him go into the Universal Championship picture. I think that needs to happen, but I don't think the time for it is now. I think Bobby Lashley looks good with the Intercontinental belt and should hold it a little bit longer. And that it's also a handicap match. So it's kind of hard to think that Finn would win a handicap match with 2-on-1. The only way I could maybe see that happening is if he loses, is if somehow like Leo Rush messes things up for Bobby Lashley. But I don't think they've really had him screw anything up yet, if I'm not mistaken. He's been like a pretty competent, good manager helping Bobby win. He even had the match against Finn last week, which I would have liked to see more flippy shit in and less holds and stuff, because that's what I like seeing Leo Rush do. I actually just found out this week that he was actually a like amateur wrestler or whatever, so he actually does have a very technical background, and the flippy shit is just extra. But I like seeing that from him because we don't get to see a lot of that, so I would like to see a little bit more stuff. I think that would really pop the crowd that hasn't seen him yet when you see that stuff, especially for, I feel like, the amateur fans and the not regular viewers, maybe people just tuning in because it's around WrestleMania. When you see someone do fucking crazy flips and stuff like that, it definitely pops everybody. And I think especially the casual viewer, I think that's what they need around this time of year when we're building up to WrestleMania. But yeah, I don't think Finn holds the belt yet. Maybe what another popular opinion is that they're going to bring back the Demon. And once he brings back the Demon, he will hold the belt. He hasn't been the Demon in a while. Everybody thought he was going to be the fucking Demon. What was it? Was it Mania last year? We were all expecting the Demon and he came out as Gay Pride Balor. And then he fucking just not had the Demon at all. He lost to Brock. But it was a good match. But I don't think he has the belt yet. I think fucking, he also stood tall this week because he won that match, the fucking Pace Together tag team match, six man. So I don't think there's any way that Finn, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't think there's any way, because if he wins it, I wouldn't be completely shocked, because this one actually took me the longest to decide, believe it or not. It took me like a while. I watched it, because there wasn't a clear decisive segment with just them this week. It was the tag match, so I couldn't really tell, because from that one match, I was trying to get my prediction from two matches. So it was, you know, the fucking Intercontinental belt and then the Braun versus Baron match. So yeah, fucking, that is my official prediction for the Intercontinental Championship match, is that Bobby Lashley retains the belt. It would be interesting if somehow there's some wacky finish and it ends up on Lio Rush. I don't know if that's a possibility, if in a handicap match he could end up with the championship. That would be hilarious, and then start a feud with Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush, which I don't really know how that would work out, because Lio Rush is like one third the size of Bobby Lashley. And also, it's still Black History Month, and I don't think they're going to take the belt off Bobby Lashley during Black History Month, or Velveteen Dream, or whatever the fucking R-Truth, or did they already take it off him? I don't fucking know. But yeah, that's that match. That's my official fucking prediction, is Bobby Lashley retains. Next up, this is a very, very highly anticipated match. You got the Elimination Chamber with the women of fucking... There could potentially be 12 women in the Elimination Chamber at the same time in this match. And two of those women are Nia Jax and Tamina. So it's pretty much 14 women, if you think about it, because they're pretty much like two women each, and that's being generous. So in this match, you got Nia Jax and Tamina versus the Riot Squad versus Mandy and Sonya versus the Iconics versus Sasha and Bayley versus Naomi and Carmella, another Pace Together tag team. On SmackDown this week, Naomi and Carmella won their match. I think it was a three-way tag match. And then I think there was a three-way tag match also on Raw. And that one, Nia Jax and Tamina won and stood tall. They've been teasing for months that Sasha and Bayley want these women's belts, and that they're going to go to them, and that they want to be the first ones with it. And they're really, they've been together. I mean, they've been in the company the longest, if I'm not mistaken, out of all these girls. And I think they deserve the belts. They've had some pretty shitty storylines this past year. Are they going to break up? Are they not going to break up? Are they lesbian lovers? Are they not lesbian lovers? Are they going to scissor? Are they not going to scissor? And now it's, are they going to win the tag team belts? Or are they not going to win the tag team belts? And I think they're definitely going to win the tag team belts. People are going all sorts of ways on this match. I thought it would just be Sasha and Bayley win the belts, 100%, no debate, because that's how it is for me. But people are fucking picking Nia Jax and Tamina. People are picking Mandy and Sonya. People are picking the Iconics. I haven't really heard anyone say the Riot Squad. I don't think they hold it yet, because I think that Ruby Riott needs to hold a belt before they get belts. Maybe she gets the belt off Ronda, and then they get the fucking belts, and then their whole stable has belts. But I don't think they're going to do that yet. I don't think they want them to be the focus of the women's division. I think they want the focus of the women's division to be the four horsewomen of WWE versus the four horsewomen of MMA, because that's what they're building towards. So not going to be the Riot Squad. Nia Jax and Tamina is an interesting one, because they could give it to them and then just have them run wild on both shows, which would be kind of crazy, because they said that whoever gets these belts is going to be able to go on both shows. So they give it to them, then they have these two big bitches show up on Raw and SmackDown, just throwing everybody around, injuring people, and everyone's going to hate them and going to boo the shit out of them. And that could replace the Roman Reigns boo they used to get every week. So there you go. Give the boos from one Samoan to another, and fucking, you still got that real big crowd reaction, which they're gonna get. They'd probably get the biggest reaction out of anybody, because hatred is so powerful, and everybody fucking hates them. And no matter where they show up, they're gonna get booed. So if they have them show up on both shows, they're definitely getting booze on both shows. So that might be the most interesting angle to take, but I just think it's definitely going to Sasha and Bayley, mainly because of the historical significance of this, because it's the first women's tag belts, and the, whoever holds it, it's going to be like, it's going to be promoted, and you know, it's going to be fucking in the history books. And I think Sasha and Bayley deserve it, and they're going to give it to them. Naomi and Carmella are not, they're not a real fucking tag team, so I think it would be stupid to give it to them. The Iconics, it would definitely make sense to give it to them, because they're the greatest on the mic and of any women in the industry, in my opinion, right now. Every time they get on the mic, it's fucking great. Peyton Royce is looking sexy. Billie Kay looks like she's like sexy but kind of a bitch, but fucking Peyton Royce is nice. I fucking like the way she's looking right now. And I don't think they're gonna get the belts though. I think it goes to Sasha and Bayley. But the Iconics are probably, no, they're actually my third. My official pick is Sasha and Bayley. Runner up would be Nia Jax and Tamina, the big bitches. And then the third one would be the Australians, the Iconics. Someone whose opinion I respect highly also said they think Mandy and Sonya could win this match, which I would be very surprised at. I don't think they're ready yet. I don't think they're that great. I mean, I think somebody in the offices, probably Vince, has a huge boner for Mandy Rose, because all this bitch does is take photo shoots. Like every time I go online, there's like WWE photo shoot of Mandy Rose. They keep showing all this shit of her. They have her booked like she's like the hottest girl in the world. I don't think she's that hot. Like she's pretty hot, but like I could name like five, maybe seven female wrestlers that are just way hotter than her off the top of my head. So I just don't think they're gonna win the belts. I think this shit definitely goes to Sasha Banks and Bayley. Makes the most sense, and that's who I'm fucking picking. Last match, ladies and gentlemen, the main event. This needs a fucking blunt light. I don't know where my fucking lighter is. Here it is. Here we go. Ready? I'm lighting this blunt, and then I'm giving you this final fucking prediction for the main event. Genius prediction. Not even a prediction, it's a spoiler. I don't know why I keep calling it predictions. I'm fucking up. But main event, we got WWE Championship on the line in the Elimination Chamber. We got AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Samoa Joe, Jeff Hardy, Kofi Kingston, and Daniel Bryan. Mustafa Ali was supposed to be in this match. I was very excited for that. I've been talking about it a lot. And then I guess he got injured at a house show, as well as getting his face stomped on by Randy Orton. And because he got his face stomped on, he has a black eye, but that didn't actually injure him. He actually got injured at a house show, but they're just using the eye injury as the kayfabe storyline for why he's not going to be there. So he's not going to be in it. They had an Iron Man match this week with all the competitors. They announced Kofi Kingston was going to be in it. They had a little cell phone promo Mustafa shot in his backyard. And then they had this Iron Man match. Kofi Kingston, I think he lasted like, I don't know how long he lasted, a half hour, an hour, some shit like that. So pretty much doing the same thing with him that they're doing with Seth, that they did with Seth Rollins last year, where they had him win the gauntlet match where he beat like Roman Reigns and John Cena at the same time or the same night and just went forever, made everyone see how great a worker he is and how he's going to be fucking propelled. That's pretty much what they just threw in Kofi Kingston here last minute, and he did a great job because he's a great wrestler. And I just don't think he's going to win this match still, though. I'm picking Daniel Bryan for this match. That's my official prediction or slash spoiler, because they gave him his own fucking belt. He made his own belt, the fucking wood grain hemp environmental championship. They don't just make a new belt and then just fucking have the dude lose it. Now, some behind the scenes news is that the rumors have been that ever since they made the Raw belt red, Vince McMahon has been wanting to make the SmackDown belt blue to have, you know, the fucking symmetry on the two shows, and that after Daniel Bryan loses this belt, they're gonna fucking make a new one, have it be a blue one for SmackDown. I think that means it's gonna go to AJ Styles, just because AJ Styles shit is blue. I think he wears different color shit now, but his whole gimmick has pretty much just been that he wears blue shit for the most part up until now. And I think a WrestleMania match between Bryan and Styles, where they actually have a good match, unlike the Styles-Nakamura match that they fucking had this fucking ending to with the fucking nut shot at the end last year. I think they're going to have something way better this year if they have them two fight and then they have AJ Styles win and then make the fucking new blue belt the next night on SmackDown. There you go. That's a fucking pop for the fucking SmackDown. Hashtag SmackDown after Mania. And yeah, Daniel Bryan definitely wins this one. If Vince McMahon came to me though and said, "Listen up, Dabin Aladdin, I'm gonna let you pick the winner of this match," I would fucking tell him that Samoa Joe needs to win this match because Samoa Joe has been doing some of the best work in the fucking company right now. He's been crushing it on the mic with his fucking promos and he's been crushing it in the ring and he's been the fucking just the best around right now. So I would give it to him, but storyline wise, that doesn't really make sense. So I understand why it's not him right now. And it's going to go to Daniel Bryan. So there you go. That's it. That's the official deportation chamber spoilers, ladies and gentlemen. I got Buddy Murphy, Baron Corbin, Miz and Shane, Ronda Rousey, Bobby Lashley, Sasha and Bayley, and Daniel Bryan. And my prediction for the elimination chamber match time length is going to be 39 minutes. I think if I'm wrong, it's going to be under, not over. Because I was looking up, like, I think the 2012 one lasted like 32 minutes. So I think this one goes 39 minutes. I think there's a lot of shit they could do in this match. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So that's that. That's the official predictions. Going to take another quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and show you some other things going on at the network. So check that shit out.
Where did he grow up?
You know what I mean? Well, allegedly Atlanta, right? We don't, what do we know? We don't know nothing.
Oh, apparently, this was in Liverpool. Dude, it's so funny to me, he's English. Yeah, what the fuck?
It is funny. Because we, like I said, dude, we like saw him. He was having trouble with his tour bus, trying to just, you know how like the what do they call it? You know, you store all your shit under the bus. Yeah. The thing slides out the door. And he couldn't get it down.
Like the
door to the under the goes, yeah. Under the bus. I don't know what the fuck.
That's two idiots trying to tell you what it is. We're both I jumped in.
I didn't know.
And I was super confident.
I'm like,
I had
dude
that.
Needs help. You know what I mean? We walked by him. I seen him. We're like, that's 21 Savage. We're like, so what? Like, you know, I'm not gonna go harass him. You know, he's by himself. He's whatever. Mm-hmm. We come back. He's still struggling with the thing.
He was really struggling.
He just looked at us like, and I describe it like almost like he thought we were ice or something. He just looked at us like, why are these white dudes creeping up on me like out the woods? You know what I mean? Like, it's the summertime. We're like gym shorts and fucking.
I had a cane and like a hat like Sherlock Holmes. And I was like, cheerio, mate. And he was like, fuck, I gotta get out of here.
No, but so I literally just fucking.
I had an eyepiece. Monocle.
I thought he was just, you know, like sketchy or weird people he didn't know, you know what I mean? My buddy drives the tour buses for a living and shit, and he was like, oh, like just go over there, you'll be able to get in no problem, you know what I mean? So we were just looking for a place to sneak in. Honestly, we were smoking some weed, went for a walk, and we were like, all right, let's go down here, scope this out. It was before the show started. And just seeing him outside his bus. And,
oh, that's crazy.
You know, and he was like getting something out of his bag. You know what I mean? He went downstairs. Yeah, we got a picture.
Oh, he got a picture?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. So after I hooked him up, I was like, this is the funny part, though. We hooked him up. Like, I was like, dude, there's just a latch right here. You know, he's yanking on the thing. It's not coming down. Just a latch. It slides right down, you know, very easily. And then I'm like, let's grab a flick. And, like, I turn around. I take, like, a selfie with him in the background. You know what I mean? And, like, I turn around to basically be like, all right, peace, you know? And he's like, he's gone. You know what I mean? He was a ghost.
He was literally, like, it was like a smoke bomb. And then we couldn't see anything.
I,
and then he was
felt
just
like
gone.
He just disappeared.
So good in my hood tonight, and I turn it up. secrets,
man. I can't get into all the secrets right now.
Please excuse me.
Welcome back, and welcome to my magic carpet. Today on the magic carpet, I'd like to talk a little bit about AEW Double or Nothing ticket sales. I got the t-shirt on, very excited, Double or Nothing. I was at the first one, All in Chicago. So because the champ was there, I got an email and they said, hey, you get access to this exclusive pre-sale shit. I was like, word. I got fucking my tickets to the event secured, tickets to the convention secured, ticket to the after party secured. The champ will be there. Then I see that you can get a fucking pre-sale code to get more tickets. Now, last time I went to this fucking event, All In, I paid about $300 for my ticket. The champ gets his ticket, looks at the ticket, face value on the ticket, $50. Somebody fucked the champ. The champ paid six times face value for his ticket. Now this is fine because the champ was there and the champ understands the game. But this year, you know what the champ said? I'm doing the fucking. I bought six extra fucking tickets, put them shits up on StubHub, and I sold them shits for more than double or nothing. Boom. And then I go on fucking Twitter and I see all these fucking peasant fucking nerdy fucking fat fucking communist fucking losers all saying, just bashing anybody who's taking advantage of the great American economy and the thing that exists called supply and demand. Just absolutely no respect for economics in the way the game is. These people just bashing anybody reselling tickets, fucking begging Cody and the Young Bucks, oh please Elite, oh please, can you please cancel all their tickets and refund them and sell them all at face value? Listen bitch, my tickets have already been sold. The money's already in my account. I already made my money. My trip's already paid for. Some nerd missed out on the pre-sale. Some loser was at work and didn't get to buy them. So they had to go online and pay the championship tax to get tickets from the champ. Nothing wrong about it. That's the fucking game. It's not my fault that these people don't understand supply and demand and understand economics. There's nothing I can do about it. They didn't get the tickets. It's not my fucking fault. I'll get my tickets. I got my tickets. I'll fucking be there. And I got six other people tickets. They should thank me that at least they fucking have them. And on top of that, I shouldn't have even had to buy my tickets for the fucking event because I fucking should be paid to be at the event. This called fuck, the convention is called StarCast. You want a star? Why don't you have the fucking champ there? You have all these old motherfuckers about to be dead that you're fucking paying $60,000 to fucking show up and people are paying $150 for a fucking autograph. I'm gonna be walking around there for free. It's Vegas. Weed is legal. I'm gonna be smoking weed with the people, but I'm not. I'm gonna be smoking face blunts around the people. They're gonna be able to be in my presence while I smoke face blunts. And I'm not charging for that. I could charge $100, $200 for a Dab and Aladdin smoke and greet, but I'm not. I'm gonna be there out of the kindness of my heart when I should be getting paid to be there. So everybody should just thank the champ. StarCast, Double or Nothing, you guys should think about paying the champ to be there. Maybe either refunding me my ticket or giving me a free one so I can also flip that for Double or Nothing. And yeah, that's just some food for thought. I'd like to thank everybody for being here with me on this magical carpet ride. And I'm not sorry if you had to pay a lot of money for your tickets. In fact, I'm glad that you got fucked. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This has been the Champ Smokes Face Blunts.